This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
The South Dakota Public Utilities Commission meeting of February 8th, 2018 shall come to order. It is 2 p.m. We are in room 413 of the Capitol Building in Pierce, South Dakota. My name is Gary Hansen. I'll be chairing the meeting. With me today is Commissioner Chris Nelson, and on the phone we have Commissioner Christy Feagan. Commissioner Feagan, are you there?
No, don't make thank
a,
you.
Thank you. Don't make a liar out of me. Thank you. Also on the phone, I will be checking for purposes of persons making their appearance. David Larson with West Central, are you there? Not hearing from David Larson. Jeff Berkland? Kit Talich or Steve Reed, all from West Central. If you're speaking to us, you have the mute on. I'm not hearing from you. From Dakota Range, do we have representatives from, let's see, it would be Mark Mauersberger and Molly Smith. Are you on?
Mark's on.
And this is Molly. I'm on as well.
Great. Welcome. Thank you. And from Birch Communications, Angela Collins, are you on?
Yes, I'm here.
Thank you, Angela. Is there anyone else on the line who has not informed us that they're on the line? In that case, we'll proceed with today's agenda. One change on the agenda is that docket TC18-001 will be deferred at the request of staff, and we will touch that when we get to it. However, I just wanted to mention that for anyone who's listening for that on the web. We will move forward then with administration, approval of the minutes of the commission meeting, and the show cause hearing held on January 16, 2018. Are there any additions, deletions, or corrections to the minutes or the show cause hearing? Hearing none, is there a motion?
Move to approve.
Thank you. No discussion on the motion. Commissioner Feagan?
Votes aye.
Commissioner Nelson?
Aye.
Hansen votes aye. The motion carries. Brings us to consumer reports. Status report on consumer utility inquiries and complaints received by the commission. Consumer affairs, Ms. Deb Gregg.
Thank you. The commission received a total of 128 contacts since the last report was prepared for the January 16th, 2018 commission meeting. 22 of the contacts involved telecommunication services, 49 of the contacts related to electric service, 10 contacts related to natural gas service, one contact was related to gas and electric service, 9 contacts related to wireless service, 16 contacts related to the Do Not Call registry, one contact was related to the Keystone XL pipeline, 7 contacts related to wind energy, and 13 contacts related to issues not regulated by the PUC. Still have 2 open complaints in 2014, and 2,543 of the 2,546 complaints received in 2017 have been resolved, and 163 of the 169 complaints received in 2018 have been resolved.
Do you happen to know the percentage of the ones that you... I wait about once every year and a half to ask you that
question. I know you do, and I always
have
it, and this time I didn't.
I might give you a warning ahead of time next time. Thank you. Are there any questions of Ms. Gregg? Hearing none, thank you very much for the report. Sounds like you guys are doing a great job. Electric docket. Has West Central joined us, joined the meeting? If not, we will jump to item 3. Item 2 is... Oh, I was thinking that was West Central 2. Item 2 in docket EL18-001 in the matter of the request for approval of an electric service territory boundary agreement between the City of Pierre and the City of Fort Pierre. Question before the Commission is, today shall the Commission approve the proposed electric service territory boundary agreement? And this was brought to us by staff, so Amanda Reese or Darren Carney.
Thank you, Commissioner Hansen. This is Darren Carney for staff.
This docket is a continuation of the GIS mapping project where the Public Utilities Commission has been looking to update old electric service territory maps through a digital format, GIS map, as well as legal descriptions. Both utilities agreed to the maps as well as the legal descriptions and signed the agreement as identified in the docket, and staff would recommend approval.
Thank you very much. I see no one in the audience, and unless someone has joined us without informing us from the City of Pierre, City of Fort Pierre, is there anyone here to speak on EL 18-001? Hearing none, commission questions. Commissioner Nelson.
Motion.
Looks like you had a question. Go right ahead.
Move that in EL 18-001 that the commission approve the proposed electric service territory boundary agreement.
Thank you. Discussion on the motion?
As long as the Corps doesn't move where the river is, this is a pretty easy one.
Any further discussion? If not, this is on the motion. Commissioner Fegan.
Fegan votes aye.
Commissioner Nelson.
Aye.
Hanson votes aye. The motion carries. Item 3, in the matter of the application of Dakota Range 1, LLC, and Dakota Range 2, Limited Liability Corporation for a permit of a wind energy facility in Grant County and Cottington County, South Dakota, for the Dakota Range Wind Project. The question before the commission is, today shall a commission assess a filing fee not to exceed $390,000 with an initial deposit of $8,000, and shall the commission authorize the executive director to enter into necessary consulting contracts? This was also brought to us by staff. We have Darren Carney, John Thurmer, Kristen Edwards, and Amanda Reese. Who's on first? Amanda.
Excuse me, Ms. Reese. Thank you. This is Amanda Reese for staff. Staff just requests the commission assess the statutory filing fee and also grant the executive director authority to enter into contracts. Thank you.
Thank you. Dakota Range, you are with us this afternoon. Welcome.
Yes.
Have any comments?
Thank you. This is Molly Smith on behalf of Dakota Range. Dakota Range isn't opposed to the proposal that staff has set forth.
Thank you, Ms. Smith. Anyone else that needs to speak on this issue? Hearing none, questions by the commission. Is there a motion?
In EL 18-003, I move that the commission assess a filing fee not to exceed $390,000 with an initial deposit of $8,000 and authorize the executive director to enter into necessary consulting contracts.
Thank you. Discussion on the motion? Hearing none. This is on the motion. Commissioner Fegan.
Fegan votes aye.
Commissioner Nelson.
Aye.
Hanson votes aye. The motion carries. Moves us to telecommunication dockets. Telecommunication docket TC-17-067. In the matter of the application of Birch Communications Incorporated for a certificate of authority to provide local exchange, inter-exchange long-distance services in South Dakota. Question before the commission is, today shall the commission grant Birch Communication Incorporated's request for a certificate of authority to provide local exchange and inter-exchange services in South Dakota? Birch Communications, Ms. Collins.
Yes.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Do you have any comments that you wish to make on the docket?
I do not, but I'm happy to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you. Kristen Edwards and Joseph Rizak.
Thank you, Commissioner Hanson. This is Joe Rizak with staff. Staff has reviewed the filing and would recommend the commission grant Birch's request for a certificate of authority to provide inter-exchange services in South Dakota, and as well grant their request for a certificate of authority to provide local exchange services in South Dakota with the following restrictions: that Birch not offer prepaid services, including prepaid calling cards, and that the company not require any deposits or advance payments for retail purposes from customers without prior approval of this commission, and that Birch be subject to rule safeguards.
Thank you very much, Mr. Rizak. Are there any questions by the commission? Commissioner Nelson.
For Ms. Collins, it's apparent that Birch has a rather checkered past in its relationship with some of its customers, as is evidenced by some disciplinary actions by a number of different jurisdictions. Can you give us some assurance that these aren't an ongoing part of your company culture, or what may have changed to give us some assurance that South Dakotans aren't going to experience the same kind of abuse?
Yes, sir, I can. You may be referring to an investigation that Birch had with the Federal Communications Commission, which was settled in December of 2016. As part of that settlement, Birch agreed to implement a compliance plan which outlined certain operational steps the company would meet to meet the terms both of the consent decree and to ensure its compliance with the FCC's rules. As part of that plan, the company has implemented operating procedures. Everyone in the company underwent training and customer service procedures were new customer service procedures were developed, as well as new marketing techniques. And that compliance plan and those procedures have been implemented throughout the company and are relied upon today for any outbound telemarketing campaigns.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Obviously, we don't want to see those kinds of things occur with our citizens, and trust that you've gotten those things resolved. If not, we will no doubt visit again in the future. Thank you.
Understood. Thank you.
Further questions?
Mr. Chilman.
Commissioner Feagin.
For Deb Grigg, have there been any complaints in South Dakota with Birch?
This is Deb. In 2016 and 2017, they did cause us a little heartburn in consumer affairs. All the complaints were settled, and I can say they have been easier to work with over like this last 6 to 8 months. We haven't had any complaints, and so that's good. But the ones prior were a little difficult, but we did get them all resolved.
Are they, for Ms. Grigg, are they quick to respond to our customers when there are issues?
Yes. In 2017, yes. In 2016, no. They were, like as I said, they gave us a little heartburn in 2016, in 2017 early on. But since then, they've been a lot better and easier to work with.
Okay. Good to hear, because we want to make sure the service to our customers are at a high level.
And this is Angela Collins on behalf of Birch. I just wanted to add that the compliance plan was implemented in early 2017, so I think that reflects the change in the complaint practice, as staff indicated.
Thank you. That's great to hear.
Ms. Collins, I see that you made several, or Birch made several changes to the business operations, especially to the leadership. Shows that there's been a replacement of the chief executive officer and president. I'm assuming that was one person. The chief financial officer, the chief operations officer, the chief sales officer, and the general counsel. Were these seats rotated at all? Are any of those persons, as an example, did the chief executive officer and president move to be the chief operations officer, the general counsel move to be the
no,
et cetera?
No, as part of the implementation of the compliance plan and the redirection of the company that happened in late 2016, early 2017, upper executive management was nearly all replaced with new management.
Okay. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Any further questions? If not, is there a motion? I will move in TC 17-067 that the commission grant Birch Communication Incorporated's request for a COA to provide local exchange and interexchange services in South Dakota, to include the contingencies that were iterated by staff. Any discussion on that motion? Hearing none on the motion. Commissioner Feagin.
Feagin votes aye.
Commissioner Nelson.
Aye.
Hanson votes aye. The motion carries. Brings us to, I believe, oops, let's check our first two items. West Central Cooperative, City of Fort Pierre, are you on the line? We are not hearing you if you are on the line. No, I don't believe there's any issue. It must be the time change between Pierre and Fort Pierre.
The weather.
Well, I don't see any contentious item here. The staff, Mr. Carney, I'll read these. Ms. Edwards is not here, so we'll proceed with these. And if there is something that staff believes is contentious, then we'll have to defer them. Electric docket EL-17-051 in the matter of the joint request for service rights exception between West Central Electric Cooperative Incorporated in the City of Fort Pierre. Question before the Commission is, today shall the Commission approve the requested service rights exception between West Central Electric Cooperative Incorporated and the City of Fort Pierre? And staff is Mr. Carney.
Thank you, Commissioner Hanson. This is Darren Carney for staff. West Central and Fort Pierre filed this service rights exception in order to provide service to an RV park that kind of falls within each service territory, and in order to streamline and avoid duplication of facilities, the two utilities agreed to allow Fort Pierre to provide service to the interconnection point, which is located in West Central's electric service territory boundary, within West Central's electric service territory. The companies responded to staff's data request to provide some clarification and update the legal description a little bit, and staff finds no issues with it and would recommend approval.
Thank you very much. Are there any questions of Mr. Carney? Any questions? Hearing none. Is there a motion?
In EL-17-051, I move that the Commission approve the requested service rights exception between West Central Electric Co-op and the City of Fort Pierre.
Thank you. Discussion on the motion? Hearing none. This is on the motion. Commissioner Feagin?
Feagin votes aye.
Commissioner Nelson?
Aye.
Hanson votes aye. The motion carries. That brings us to TC-18-001. In the matter of the filing by Peerless Network of South Dakota, LLC, for approval of its switched access service tariff number one. I won't read the question. The staff has advised that this should be deferred to February 22nd and turn our attention to Mr. Eric Paulson. Mr. Paulson.
Thank you. This is Eric Paulson for staff. And yes, staff would recommend this be deferred. There's still one issue in the rate section that has not been fixed in the last two revisions that have been filed. So there should be a third revision filed shortly.
Thank you. Any questions? Hearing none, I move that TC-18-001 be moved to February 22nd to be heard at 1:30 at the Matthew Training Center at the regular or irregular, the commission meeting. Any discussion on that motion? Hearing none, Commissioner Nelson.
Aye.
Commissioner Feagin?
Feagin votes aye.
Hanson votes aye. The motion carries. Announcements. PUC offices will be closed Monday, February 19, in observance of President's Day. The next regularly scheduled commission meeting will be Thursday, February 22, 2018, at 2 p.m. in room 413 at the State Capitol Building. I believe that's been moved. PUC commissioners and staff will meet with consumers at the Sioux Empire Home Show, February 23 through 25, at the Sioux Falls Convention Center and Arena. And commission meetings are scheduled for March 2nd and 20th of 2018. If there is no further business before the PUC, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
All those in favor of adjournment will signify by saying aye. Those opposed will signify by saying no. Commissioner Nelson?
Aye.
Commissioner Feagin?
Aye.
Hansen votes aye. The motion carries. Get well soon, Commissioner Feagin.
Thank you.